Country Bob FM. The Bob Almanac returns well rested from the weekend. The Monday show and Almanac is always in tip-top shape, rested, recharged, and ready to go. And today we are starting it out with the Bob Almanac salute.
Yeah, well, I was raised in a sophisticated kind of style. But my taste in music came when the local folks have wild.
Love his voice. He's sang songs. In fact, this is before Confederate Railroad did Trashy Women. You remember Up Against the Wall, Redneck Mother, Neil?
Oh, yes.
I get requests for that, and I think there's some salty lines in that one, some salty lyrics that I really can't play on the air. This, of course, is clean, Trashy Women, and he wrote Mr. Bojangles about a man, not the Mr. Bojangles, no, but a guy who was drying out in a jail cell in New Orleans who wanted to be called Bojangles. And that inspired the song Jerry Jeff Walker dying over the weekend at the age of 78.
Ooh.
He had influences across genres, Neil.
For sure.
Whether it was country, rock, southern rock, folk, it didn't matter.
Yeah, he got to Nashville there about the same time Waylon and Willie were bringing the outlaw sound. And they were friends. And no, he's great. Kind of a cult following of
right.
Jerry
he
Jeff
never
Walker.
Had any big hits.
No.
None of his songs charted, but they charted big time for other artists. Mr. Bojangles, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, and Trashy Women, of course. He didn't write Trashy Women, but he did it first, introduced it to the somewhat masses, and then Confederate Railroad took it to the stratosphere, deal, as you know.
Absolutely.
So Jerry Jeff Walker, 78 years old, now crossing over to the Gons. But not forgotten. So Monday, August 26th, October 26th, October and August, they sound similar.
A little bit.
They're nowhere near in the alphabet, but it's the 26th of October, last Monday, last week, the whole thing. 300th day of the year. I told you on Friday that when we got to Monday that it'd be the 300th day of the year, and you thought I was making it up.
Yeah, here it is.
You didn't think the math worked out. 65 full days left to go. 1825.
I got a mule and the name is Sal. 15 miles on the Erie Canal. She's a good old worker and a good old pal. 16 miles on the Erie Canal.
Do you think they got Pete Seeger singing a song about the Suez Canal, Neil? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
The Erie Canal opened on this date. Opened upstate New York. 363-mile canal connected Lake Erie and the Hudson River. It cost $7.6 million. And you know, when you include that in with the St. Lawrence Seaway, it made the Great Lakes quite a place for shipping. And obviously, what we have done without that, with all the iron ore that we were digging up in the Iron Range.
Right.
Goes to Duluth Superior and then heads east, young man, utilizing the Erie Canal. 1825 here, this state. 1881. This was the shootout at the OK Corral, and really, I need to pass this on to our Old West correspondent. Nobody knows more about the Old West, at least in this room right now, than Neil Freeman. What was going on there in Tombstone, Arizona this date? Wyatt Earp was there.
Yes, Wyatt Earp was there. Doc Holliday was there. Two of Wyatt's brothers were there, Frank and Morgan. And then the Clanton gang.
Oh, the Clantons.
Yes.
They were worse than some people thought. They didn't think that they were that bad. But, boy, when you really look into it, the Clantons were as bad as anybody.
Yeah, they didn't hang around with good people either. So,
hang around with.
Yeah, you are. That's right.
And you are the company that you make.
It only lasted, you know, about 30, 40 seconds, but a lot of lead flew. People got killed. People got hurt.
Some call it the most famous shootout in the Wild West.
And how
would
many,
you agree with that?
It almost has to be. I guess I don't know. And how many movies have there been?
Not enough.
Yeah,
really.
Well, there have been a lot.
1881 shootout at the OK
in Tombstone
Corral. 1951.
You can see that Lewis is in trouble. He's hurt. Marciano pitching with everything he's got. Backs his man to the ropes to finish him off. Now watch. A left. Another left crumples Lewis. A blazing right. And Lewis sails through the ropes.
You know, Rocky used that exact same strategy to defeat Clubber Lang.
Sure.
This is Rocky Marciano on this day, 1951, defeating Joe Louis,
the Brown Bomber,
to win the world heavyweight boxing title. 1960, this had a real local impact.
On October 26, 1960, Minneapolis Chamber Chief Jerry Moore telephoned WCCO with great news.
Calvin Griffith will move his franchise to Minneapolis, St. Paul, starting in 1961.
The club was given a new name, symbolic of the new spirit of unity. The erstwhile Washington Senators will hereafter be the Minnesota Twins.
So we went Major League. We'd actually already had the Vikings. The Vikings were secured like in March of 1960, but MLB was America's game.
Huge.
At that time.
Yes, it
was. I mean, we didn't really... I mean, they cared about the NFL, but yeah, this was the big one.
Baseball was
big. To get Major League Baseball here.
Put us on the map.
They had tried to get the Giants. They had tried to get the Cleveland Indians. There were other teams that they had tried to get here and lure them here with Met Stadium out in Bloomington. Finally, and I believe Sid Hartman was a big part of this. We just lost him last week. I mean, he was a part of getting these teams here to... Twin Cities and Minnesota Twins. Channel 2 is doing something, and I think I'm recording it. I don't know if it was last night. It's coming up. It's called Becoming Major League. They've got a one-hour special on Major League teams coming to Minnesota on Channel 2, one of the fine shows that they do.
I got to check
public
it.
Broadcasting.
Yeah, I got to check that out.
1960, we got ourselves a ball club. That was 1960. 1962, Soviet Union made an offer to end the Cuban Missile Crisis. This was their offer, Nikita Khrushchev to JFK, taking their missile bases out of Cuba if the U.S. agreed to not invade Cuba and would remove the Jupiter missiles in Turkey. Now, that offer was rejected, and then the Soviets came back and said, okay, we'll do all that, and then also give us, for every member of the Politburo, they get a pair of American blue jeans and the formula to Coca-Cola. That still didn't do it.
Really?
Still wasn't done then yet. Wow. Yeah. If we would have had the formula for New Coke, we would have given that
right.
to him.
Yeah.
You know, really, no questions asked. Not at all. 1972, this date, Edwin Land introduces the first truly instant camera, the Polaroid XX7.
Okay.
At an event in Miami, Florida, and the first thing he did is he goes, get James Garner and Marriott Hartley on the phone, because they're going to sell...
Pitch it.
They're going to sell loads and loads of these babies. And they did. Is actually shaking the recently ejected photo out of the Polaroid. Does actually shaking, does that work? Because people were doing that for years.
Yeah.
A little shaking
try and
thing.
Help it develop.
I don't know. 1973. For their album Band on the Run, Wings released Hell on Wheels, which sounds like Hell on Wheels, and that's actually what was the inspiration for this song. In his book, Paul McCartney says, Hell on Wheels, that's our Land Rover. Or Hell on Wheels, but Hell on Wheels. Neil, you're being pretty silent over there. 1973. Yeah, what do you think of Helen? You were just enjoying the song.
I know. I love that. I hadn't heard that in so long.
Helen Wheels, 1973, released on this date as a single. 1984.
It will have only one purpose. To return to the present and prevent the future. This weapon will be called the Terminator.
Yeah.
You're dead, honey.
No, she's not dead. In fact, she'll live on and on and on. And, of course, Arnold and the Terminator will be back.
And then
he'll be
guy.
Back again and then back again and then back. I watched the most recent one where Linda Hamilton comes back. And it's not bad.
Really?
It was fine. Yeah, okay. It was entertaining. I didn't have a problem with it. It wasn't Citizen Kane, but it was pretty good. 1984. 1988.
After a few hours' delay to adjust ballast, the Soviet icebreaker made its next pass at the whales this afternoon, coming within just 1/8 of a mile. It was enough to bring the two California gray whales their freedom.
Yeah, that was this date, 1988. Two whales were freed. Soviet and American forces and icebreakers came together. The red, you know, we got the red, white, and blue, and the red and the yellow, and the sickle and the bear on the one side were coming together, and were able to free those whales. It wasn't Free Willy. That's a whole different story.
Yeah.
This, though, did inspire a movie, which was called, what was it called? It was it The Big Miracle? It was something miracle. It was out just a few years ago.
Yeah.
And the other thing about this with a local twist is that a Prescott, Wisconsin, which is just on the other border down on the Mississippi River, as you know, Neil.
Yep.
Casco Marine sprung into action, and they sent one, two, maybe several of their de-icers. They had these de-icing things for boats that they were making, selling, marketing. And they sent them up to Point Barrow, Alaska to help free those whales.
Ooh. That was very good.
And NBC, local ABC, flavor. CBS, they were all there covering it.
It was a big deal.
It was 1988. In 1991...
into deep left center. Mitchell. And we'll see you tomorrow night.
Yeah, nice little fat changeup from Charlie Liebrand. You know, if he doesn't serve that up, it's possible we don't get the best Game 7 ever.
Right.
It's possible Atlanta scores the next inning and wins the game and wins the 91 World Series in some alternate reality and universe. That probably did happen. Charlie Liebrand didn't throw a changeup.
He just left that one hanging.
Well, it was a circle change, Neil. If you leave a circle change up, it doesn't move.
And to a good hitter, you're going to get
burned.
Bad
ball hitter, too.
Yeah, Kirby could.
So 4-3, the Twins win it. Bottom of the, was it the 11th, Neil? Was it the 10th? The game before went to the 10th. This was the 11th,
might have been the 11th,
I mean, not the game before, but the game after. Game 7
Game 7 went 10. That went 11. Yeah, I think
so. It was a 4-3 final setting up Game 7 this day, 1991. More news in the news.
People love their bacon, their hot dogs, and sausages, but a new report says processed meats can cause cancer. Hmm. And that report also has a warning about red meat. CBS News' Cara Finstrom is live in downtown LA with these new concerns.
I remember that story, and it didn't deter me.
No.
The WHO, the World Health Organization, because everything they say is spot on and right on the money. That was 5 years ago, 2015.
Doesn't everything give us cancer?
It's kind of getting that way. 2019.
Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi once called himself the ruler of an Islamic empire. His final hideout is now just a hole in the ground. Witnesses tell us at 11 p.m. local time, U.S. Special Operations Forces swooped down on his safe house on the outskirts of a small Syrian town.
That safe house, no longer safe.
In fact, say, it's no how longer, safe was it?
It's no longer a house.
No.
So Special Forces killing ISIS founder Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi in Syria, the state. That was a year ago.
Yep.
That was a big victory in the war against ISIS. We have birthdays now today.
It's not the Kmart of 10 years ago or even 5 years ago. The fashions look better. The prices are still great. That makes Kmart a better value than ever.
Yes, it was. Not even Jacqueline Smith could save Kmart.
No,
which
she
was
tried.
Sad. If anybody's going to save, it would have been Jacqueline Smith, but it was unsavable, I think. Even with Jacqueline Smith and her fine line of clothing. Have you ever shopped at Kmart?
And I had a job at Kmart.
So you were familiar with the Jacqueline Smith collection.
Yes, yes.
And they had it there?
Yes.
Did you model it for some of the customers?
Well, yeah.
And of course, she was Kelly Garrett on Charlie's Angels. I think she's the only one who was on the show for the duration.
I think so.
Because, yeah, the other ones, Farrah left, Cheryl Ladd left, Kay Jackson left, Shelly Hack left.
Jacqueline Smith was
She was on there. She didn't have anything else going on.
No.
75 today. How about Pat Sajak? Pat Sajak on this date, happy birthday to him, one of the fine, fine TV game show hosts ever.
70? Is he at least 70?
74.
74,
And welcome to Wheel of Fortune as we wrap up Couples Week around here. And right now we're going to introduce our hostess. Please welcome Vanna White. Oh, Vanna.
Pat Sajak, 74. That show was very popular.
My mom loved it. After supper, she had to watch the wheel. Come on, I got to watch the wheel.
Look at this studio filled with glamorous prizes and a porcelain Dalmatian. Or you can always get it in a gift certificate when they had money left over when they would go shopping. They don't do that anymore.
No, they don't.
That was always fun. Yeah. So Pat Sajak, 74. Former First Lady Hillary Rodham Clinton is 73 today. Chuck Foreman
had a truly instinctive style. He was a twirling, whirling dervish, the original spin doctor in pro football.
Nice. He was elusive.
He was.
Chuck Foreman is 70 today. Happy birthday.
I'd never seen anybody spin like that until he did it. Did you?
No. I don't think so. Maybe watching the figure skating at the Olympics, Winter Olympics, you know.
And a great...
Maybe Brian Boitano.
Right.
Or a Peggy Fleming.
Caught the ball, ran the ball. He was awesome.
So, Chuck Foreman, number 44. I had a number 44 jersey.
That's a good play.
It was a cheap one. It wasn't an actual Vikings jersey. It was just kind of purple and white with a 44 on it.
Sure.
That's all we could afford. But, you know, those other ones were expensive.
Your spirit those
ones
was right.
J.C. Penney.
Well, there's one thing I learned about men, regardless of their age, and that is that they have one favorite topic, themselves. So the next chance you get, ask him a couple of questions about himself.
Well, like what kind of questions?
You know, what kind of car does he drive, what does he do for a living?
Julie, he's only 12!
You know what I mean.
Hey, it's a cameo from Christy McNichol on a very special episode of The Love Boat. She was the cruise director on the Dairy Princess, or the Pacific Princess, whatever that was. She was also like the ship's counselor, kind of like a Deanna Troi on there as well.
She did
Julie
a nice
McCoy.
Job.
Yeah. She always had to deflect the come-ons from Doc.
Right.
I mean, Doc was always trying to hit on her, for crying out loud. Creepy Bernie Capel.
Yes.
Good grief. Lauren Tweez is 67.
You're using Bonetti's defense against me, huh?
I thought it fitting, considering the rocky terrain.
Naturally. You must suspect me to attack with Capaferro.
Naturally, but I find that Tibble
cancels out
Capaferro.
So he was the Man in Black and the Princess Bride. He was Wesley, Man in Black. He was going up against Mandy Patinkin and Inigo Montoya. He was not the one that killed his father. I think that was Christopher Guest. I am Inigo Montoya, yes. Kill my father, prepare to die. That whole thing. This is Cary Elwes, who is 58 today. Do you remember him, Neil?
Oh, yeah, very much so. Sure that's a great movie.
Yeah, good luck storming the castle. Natalie Merchant, 10,000 Maniacs. That's a lot.
Quite a few.
So she's 57 today. Our guy, Keith Urban.
Walking in the country with me. Watch the sun sinking down on the trees. It's good.
Very skilled.
This was him with the ranch. The band
remember that.
He went solo and became a big
star.
Worldwide star. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was born in New Zealand. Yeah, he's Australian, but he's actually born in New Zealand. He's 53.
Buddy, that's why I love you. So don't be a dick. Let them show.
You're Seth MacFarlane.
College. You're true.
Peter Griffin. Do you know him, Neil?
Yes.
Do you know
Family
Seth MacFarlane?
Guy.
He's 47. He's singing, what's her name? Cindy Lauper.
You know, he's very talented and a very good singer. He does a great, you know, Sinatra, too. He's a very talented
guy.
Oh,
you mean, yeah, when he sings like Sinatra songs?
Yes.
He's 47 today. John Hader.
Yes, anybody yet?
No, but who would? I don't even have any good skills.
What do you mean?
You know, like nunchuck skills, bow hunting skills, computer hacking skills. Girls only want boyfriends who have great skills.
That is true. Mm. Neil, you found that as you've been out playing the field as a gentleman caller.
That's why I got nothing.
Our rapper of the day is Schoolboy Q, 34. By the way, John Hader, Napoleon Dynamite, 43. And Schoolboy Q is 34 today.
All right. Gone, but not forgotten. He was part of the Foods That Made America, industrialist Charles William Post. Chuck Bill Post, if you will.
What's your favorite Post cereal?
Alphabets.
Alphabets, Fruity Pebbles, Honeycomb. Yeah. You know, they had one called Bran and Prune Flakes. Ooh. You have to be pretty irregular and having a hard time with your lower digestive system if you're going to eat a cereal that's Bran and Prune Flakes.
I would stay
Maybe
away.
Maybe you need to see a doctor at that point.
Be afraid.
Or buy the one from SNL, Colon Blow.
Be very, yeah, that's right.
Mega Colon Blow.
Charles William Post, born on this day, 1854. Remember... gospel singer Mahalia Jackson, Born on this day, the year was 1911. Jackie Coogan, he was Uncle Fester.
Well, Mr. Brady, you're going to have to believe one of our stories, and I guess it'll be hers. See who wears the pants in this family.
Mr. Duggan, I think you better leave before I toss you out on the seat of yours.
Sir, are you threatening me with bodily harm?
Yes, out.
If you haven't heard the last of this, I'm going to sue you. I'll see you in court.
My pleasure.
Whoa. Wow. Carol Brady going after Jackie Coogan. That's his big cameo. I think he was on a couple of Brady Bunch episodes. That's the one where he gets in an accident with Carol Brady, and he wears the fake neck brace into the courtroom. Yeah. And Mr. Brady throws his attaché out on the floor, and whammo. He's faking.
They caught him.
That was a very special episode.
Jackie Coogan, born on this day, 1914.
A child, I always wanted those magnetic cars that they used on the blackboard to describe and demonstrate the accident. Yeah, I always wanted those. I could never find them.
They're hard to find. He was François Mitterrand, the former French president. We just like to say his name. We really don't know what he did. 1916. And actor Bob Hoskins.
Seen cooing over calamari with not-so-new sugar daddy was Jessica Rabbit, wife of maroon cartoon star Roger. What's this got to do with me?
You're the private detective. You figure it out.
Look, I don't have time for this.
Look, man.
He was the guy. He was looking for Roger Rabbit. Could he see him? Could he not? Mm. It was quite the technological advancement and accomplishment.
Sure.
In that movie, Neil.
Yes, it was.
And you remember it well.
I do. And he was in other things, too. Mona Lisa, Michael with John Travolta. Yeah, born on this day in 1942, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Would you like to start your Bob-a-thon here today with Waylon Jennings, I Ain't Living Long Like This? Mm-hmm. The Chicks, but when they did this song, they were the Dixie Chicks,
sure.
Ready to Run, or Vince Gill, One More Last Chance.
I'll go Vince.
3 seconds.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud.